drop the chameleon, man. Let go of all that stuff. Connect, identify, be willing to share who you are, your stories. Open yourself up. Realize that everybody here is playing the same game. We're all just trying to get better.
Attack Lights, Not Others, with Tim Hoover and Steve Mittman.
Hi, Steve. What I want to ask you, because you have your program at the school, and you take your training seriously. We all talk about, you and I talk about this word, perishable. There's so many things that are perishable, right? Mm-hmm. Now, for those that do not understand the word perishable, I want you to explain that in martial arts terms.
In martial arts terms? Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, it's anything that decays or goes bad or diminishes
right
if you
now.
Don't maintain it.
Correct. So we all do. Everything decays.
Sure.
Right? So if everything is perishable, not just the martial arts, but I wanted you to start with the martial arts, but since everything is perishable, how do you then extend it to keep it alive that it is not perishable in your lifetime?
Well, I mean, we've done so many episodes on this before. Anything of value must be maintained to sustain that value. So if it's worthwhile doing in the first place,
okay,
then it's worthwhile to maintain it.
Okay, so
to keep it going, to keep it strong.
Correct. So give me three. So if when I see a new student, or let's just say I'm working on the street and I see somebody that's trained, I spot them right away. I can see the way they carry themselves. I can see it. I can see the way they approach me, the way they talk to me. I know my fellow martial artists before they introduce themselves to me, right? Now, I also see other people who do not train in the martial arts, who enter my place to train. And there's three things that I always see that are consistent with everybody that doesn't train. And I was going to ask you, in your martial arts world and what you see, the value between three things that you believe when you're working at something to make sure that it is not perishable, that you sort of speak, shine the sword. You keep the sword sharp, because if you don't, it will rust out. So you keep it sharp. You keep it somewhere where it has value. So if you need the sword, it's ready to go. It's the warrior mind, let's just say. So in your life, with your children, with your wife, with your family, with your friends, in your arena where you train, what are those three things that when that student walks in who's been training, you spot right away? You can see it. And when that student walks in who does not train or just started training, and I don't care how good they are at everything else, what do you see?
Well, again, you could make this relate to any category, but if you're specifically talking about in the dojo, in the gym, in the school, I love when someone walks in and maintains eye contact. It makes me concerned when they can't look at you in the eyes. Mm-hmm. Does that not apply to any arena in the workplace, in the boardroom, in any relationship, friends? And why would you be friends with somebody that can't even look at you?
Eye contact. So the first thing that I will agree with you is that the student that does not know the martial arts comes into that world is easily distracted.
Mm-hmm.
The eye contact's not there. I think, and all of us that are training and training with me and that have maybe trained in the past, know that's one of the first things that you do is you line up. You know, we're all kind of tight. We're all frozen. We want to melt together and we want to change, become better. But that does not start until you make eye contact and you become aware. Now, when a new student comes in, that eye contact, the eyes bounce all over the place. And if there's a sound somewhere or a noise somewhere, the head turns and it goes right to that sound rather than keeping the eyes focused on the instructor. So that, I agree, is number one. Number two.
Well, number two, I appreciate when you come with a certain level of fitness. And when I say fitness, if you take care of yourself, you know, that's cardio, that's resistance training, that's flexibility. And it can be through any modality, yoga, Pilates, if you're a runner, if you bike, if you do anything at all. And again, you know, there's got to be a starting point. So, you know, your school in particular, you're welcoming to all ages, all fitness levels. So you got to start somewhere. So this is where you go when you're not in shape. But I'm just saying, you're asking me, I like that because I'm like, okay, this is going to be fun. This is somebody we can work with here, because it's like they kind of already get it. Maybe they're not a martial artist, but they get it. When I say it, they have it from some other walk of life. For instance, someone just started new in my class, no martial arts experience whatsoever, but he keeps himself in shape in all ways.
Well, you know, you must be, are you reading? Because you and I are on the same, I would call it physical structure. So when I see that same student come in versus the people who have been training, it's the way they carry themselves.
Right.
It's their stance. It's the walk. Something that we all get for kata schools that are listening to this. Kata creates stance and posture and structure, right? So you see that right away. How that person's carrying themselves. Are they carrying themselves with confidence? Are their shoulders dropped? Is the chest out? you know, we talk about, you know, different ways of approaching something is to make sure that you stand up. And that's one of the things when I talk about standing up, structure, physical being, so to speak, it's a huge difference because the way you approach life, you're approaching it with your mind, with your focus, with your eyes, but you're also approaching it physically. Physically, you're making a presentation of who you are and what you are through attitude and all that good stuff. And that doesn't mean that you have to be intimidating, but you have to carry your body in a certain way. So yes, number two, great. Now, third one, again, the difference of our separation of that thing that we see people who are training versus people who are not. People in any kind of relationship, you can carry it over from martial arts to marriage.
Yep.
You can carry it into your workplace. Mm-hmm. And I guarantee you every student that trains in our school is more proficient at work and more proficient in their relationships and everything else they do.
Yeah.
Number three.
I think before we go further, though, and I'll get to number three, this will kind of tie it in. Let's be clear. There's a difference. I'm kind of viewing this as just the adult class, not the kids class, because this is where the kids go to obtain all the kind of stuff that we're talking about now. It's a safe place for the youngsters in your school for sure to grow into this kind of condition that they want to become.
Right.
But with adults, even if they didn't train before, you know, you would hope they have a certain level of life wisdom and life experience. Life in and of itself, and life is changing so rapidly these days, more than ever before, I think, that it's just nice to have all different walks of life.
Correct.
In that one room, and we all come together for the common reason, but yet we share life wisdom, life experiences, thoughts, and different perspectives.
Yeah. Meaning they have to be open to connect.
They have to almost have an empty mind, but yet come with a set of priorities and values and ethics. And again, these are things that you can't expect the youngsters to have yet. When they're 5, they're 6, they're 8 years old. This is, there's the building blocks for that. Yeah,
the connection's made, which creates a second family. And kids get that. I mean, not right away, but as they get a little older. And that's why I have so many different levels of curriculum, different levels of age groups, because we all socialize differently. But the third part is being open to get rid of the ego and the spiritual end of it, meaning that drop the chameleon, man. Let go of all that stuff. Connect, identify, be willing to share who you are, your stories. Open yourself up. Realize that everybody here is playing the same game. We're all just trying to get better. And then once you interact and make that connection to relationships, man, then you can soar. And that's it. Those three things, you hit it right on the nose.
Thank you for listening to Attack Life, Not Others. For more on our way of life through the martial arts, go to attacklifenotothers.com.
This has been a Mittman Media creation. Mittmanmedia.com.